As President Obama expands the use of armed drones to assassinate suspects overseas, the White House is reportedly taking up a key role in determining who should be targeted. Since Obama has taken office, deadly drone strikes have been carried out in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Yemen, and Somalia. According to the Associated Press, a small team at the White House, led by Counterterror Chief John Brennan, has taken the lead for drafting lists of individuals to target. One official said there is a growing concern over, quote, how easy it has become to kill someone under the administration's drone strike policy. Late last month, Brennan publicly confirmed that the United States has used drones to conduct targeted killings overseas.
President Obama believes that done carefully, deliberately, and responsibly, we can be more transparent and still ensure our nation's security. So let me say it as simply as I can. Yes, in full accordance with the law, and in order to prevent terrorist attacks on the United States and to save American lives, the United States government conducts targeted strikes against specific al-Qaeda terrorists, sometimes using remotely piloted aircraft, often referred to publicly as drones. And I'm here today because President Obama has instructed us to be more open with the American people about these efforts.
That was John Brennan, President Obama's top counterterrorism advisor. The newly revealed procedure for drone attacks means Brennan's staff consults the Pentagon, the State Department, and other agencies in deciding who will be targeted. According to the Associated Press, this makes a military-run review process in place since 2009 less relevant. Pentagon spokesperson George Little has defended the program, saying the department was, quote, entirely comfortable with the process by which American counterterrorism operations are managed. For more, we turn to Marcy Wheeler, an investigative blogger who runs the website EmptyWheel.net. Marcy, welcome to Democracy Now! Talk about the significance